This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show.
Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of minimalism. But first...
Well, actually, before we jump into anything...
Oh, yeah?
I want to talk about a few things that we've got coming up.
Tell me.
We've got a YouTube Live coming up.
Yes, we do. When is it?
14th of December.
What time?
8 p.m.
On...
YouTube.
Yeah.
On Channel 4.
I was just checking. I was just checking.
You know, it was in the YouTube Live.
I know, but you know, some people just don't hear all the info at one time.
You mean so, you? You
yeah,
didn't
I mean
hear
me.
All the info. It's on YouTube, 14th yes. of December, 8
yes.
p.m.
Yeah.
So please.
Come on, come and join us. There's going to be Christmas presents.
We were just having a little meeting about it, actually. Mm. There are going to be Christmas presents.
Yeah.
There's going to be giveaways.
Yes.
Obviously, all self-care related.
There's going to be a Christmas quiz.
It's a very funny quiz. Lauren's written the questions.
We might make James dress up as Santa.
There's also a booby prize.
Oh, yeah, there's a booby prize.
Which is very funny.
Yeah.
So you have to come and be part of it, and you can only claim your giveaways if you win, if you're on the YouTube Live.
You've got to be in it
to
win
it.
All right.
Babes. I don't know why I needed to say that.
Okay.
There is also something else that's very important to
yes.
mention.
Yes.
We mentioned it at the top of the show, our Facebook group.
Please come and join our Facebook group. If you go onto Facebook and look for Self-Care Clubbers, that's where you'll find us. And everyone is a chatting about their self-care.
And it's lovely because there's a little bit of content on there that you won't see anywhere else. Mm. I was going to go up and do a live this morning about how awful I felt. And then I thought, no one needs to hear me moaning.
No one cares, Nicole.
So I put it on Instagram instead.
Oh, well, that's better. Did you get any sympathy?
I haven't got one message. Not one.
Oh.
And I said, this is a sympathy post.
Oh, dear.
Got no sympathy.
Oh, dear. You poor little booby.
Anyway. So I'm not happy about that. But come and join us on the Facebook group because it's really fun on there.
Yeah. It's good.
It is good. And there'll be, we'll be probably be putting like discount codes on there and all that sort of stuff as it carries on, won't we?
As it grows and grows and grows.
So you won't want to miss all that.
No.
So that's all the stuff that's going on at the club.
Now you're up to date.
Yes. So are you, Lauren.
I am totally up to date.
Shall we hear our...
recommendation of the week.
What have we got for our review of the week?
It's from Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
She says, these ladies are absolutely fabulous. Even the most obscure topics are made so interesting and amusing by how beautiful a friendship they have and how they just bounce off each other. Real women with real opinions and completely honest reviews. I am addicted. I've binged nearly every episode in just a couple of weeks on my way to and from work, and it's gotten me through the day. Thank you, Lauren and Nicole. I've not laughed so much in such a long time.
She's gone through, 320 shows?
I mean, blimey, do you have a really long commute?
No, she can't have done the epilogues
as well.
Are
you sick of us?
You must be so sick of us.
I mean, I'm sick of us when I listen to all our shows endlessly sometimes. You're sick of us when you edit them.
It's when I'm in the middle of an edit and I've been editing for about 2 hours and then you call me.
Yeah, I feel like that. When I'm walking the dog and I'm listening and then you call me, I'm like, I'm already listening to your voice.
Yeah, I just can't listen to you anymore. Anyway, Gemma, thank you for that gorgeous review. And we're delighted that you found us. So make sure you come to the Facebook group. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and everywhere else.
Also had some emails in.
Oh, we've done well this week.
Yup. Mia, she said, I decided to go back and listen to past episodes to make sure I didn't miss any juicy bits. I've been loving it. I even went and had my colours done by Emma after listening to your show.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Brilliant. But I am now listening to the decluttering episode, and the burning question for me is, what is the name of the shops where Nicole bought her storage from? Please help. I would love to organise my kitchen cupboards with some love. Thank you, Mia.
But then I saw that you replied to her.
Yes, and it wasn't you, it was me.
No, it was me.
It wasn't. She said that I was talking about Dunelm and she misheard the name of the shop. Remember when I said I went to Dunelm and HomeSense and I bought all the plastic container stuff?
I thought I bought all the plastic container stuff. I think mine were from Amazon.
Anyway, I also told Mia that since that episode, the actual Home Edit show have released their merch in the UK and you can get it at John Lewis. So I told her.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
They're at John Lewis, are they?
Yeah.
God, they've done well.
They've done bloody well.
Haven't they done well?
Haven't they?
Good for them.
Olivia sent an email in. She said, Hi, Lauren and Nicole. It's great you did a show on breathing. It probably sounds silly to a lot of people at first, but being conscious of your breathing now and then is very different from just being alive.
Very.
Of course, it's important to focus on it in a way that helps you as an individual. But as someone who works in mental health, I've learned it's helpful to make the out breath longer, which encourages deeper breaths, e.g. in for 3, hold for 3, out for 5, slow counting. And if it doesn't feel like something you need, maybe see it as a moment for yourself rather than only a cure for stress or panic, etc.
Nice.
Thanks again.
That's really lovely.
Olivia.
That's very sweet, Olivia.
Yeah.
People have been very chatty. We've also had some lovely messages over at the Facebook group. I mean, I'm not going to like bore you with all the messages that have come in, but they are very sweet and they are at the Facebook group. Yes, I'm mentioning the Facebook group again because I want you to come over because more of you listen to the show that are on the group so I know who you are because you're not on there yet. Did I have a point?
No.
I've got a cold. I'm not really feeling myself.
She's not quite on it. Anyway, she's so not on it. Well, also you were away for the weekend, so I had to do the Instagram poll this week.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like to know what I did on there?
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Before you go into that, you've missed a segment.
What have I missed?
Well, we talk about minimalism. How are you feeling about minimalism?
I'm a bit too scared to even ask you.
Have you been doing minimalism? How are you getting on with it?
Well, you know the
answer. Are you carrying it on?
And do we actually need to have that conversation? Because the answer is yes, of course I am. And the answer is no, of course you're not. So that's really it, isn't it?
Although I saw a few coats in my wardrobe this morning and I thought, I never wear them. I need to give them away. I need to give them to like a shelter or something or someone that needs a coat this winter.
Did you? Have you?
It was about 3 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
So no, I haven't yet.
Stick them in your car, in the boot. And then when you happen to see someone, donate on the spot.
Oh, what, so like if you see a homeless person?
Yes, that's what I've done.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So imagine that, if you've got 3 winter coats in your boot, and then if you happen to see someone, you can just give them one. That'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do it. Okay.
I'm not practicing minimalism anymore.
I am, it's my life work. Okay, that's the end of the conversation. Right, I asked on Instagram.
You're so proud.
I'm so
you can't pleased with myself.
Wait to get there. You just can't
think about anything else.
I can't. I'm so pleased with myself.
Come on then.
Do you think minimalism is a good thing? The answers were, yes, I practice it.
no, I'm not fast, or it's something I would like to practice
more. Did a lot
more.
Of people respond to that?
200 people responded. 37% said, yes, I practice it.
Minimalism.
No, I'm not.
They practice minimalism.
No, I'm not fussed. 19%. It's something I would like to practice more. 44% of people. So maybe this show just helped them.
I just don't believe that.
I believe it.
What do you mean this show helped them? And then you said, have you listened to the minimalism show yet? But yeah. What you forgot to realise is it hadn't been released yet.
It's coming out today.
Because it came out today. Yeah, because it's
this
Monday.
This is why I don't do the polls.
And it really tickled me. And I thought, how sweet that she's done it. And you even mentioned that I was away for the weekend with the girls. And so I'm going to do this job. And then you're asking them and they're probably all frantically looking
for the show.
Our podcast
that isn't
library.
Yet out.
It wasn't there. So, by the way, if you were looking for the show, it wasn't out yet.
It's out.
It's out now.
Now. There were some comments. I asked for any other thoughts on minimalism. Kat said, I really believe outer order contributes hugely to my state of inner calm. Katja said, I love it. It brings me peace of mind to own what I love and not have clutter.
Yeah.
SH Vintage Chic says, I struggle with minimalism. I can sometimes find it empty.
Mm.
Andrea says, I tried to take small steps.
She finds it empty.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Andrea says, I love the principles, but the reality of putting it into practice is overwhelming.
Yes, I am totally with you.
Paula says, it goes hand in hand with organisation, I guess.
One of my friends once said to me that she likes having clutter because it makes her feel like she has a lot of stuff. And that makes her feel like she has a lot of money.
I totally understand that. Concept. I definitely don't agree with it, but I understand how you would get there in your head.
Totally. Let's get on to our challenge of the week, because Chris is actually going to help you if you want to start
if you would like to start practicing a minimalist mindset.
Thank you.
Then listen to Chris. Chris Lovett. He is the author of Discovery of Less.
Yes.
You can find him online. You can find him on Instagram. And he came back to the show. And this is what he had to say.
The Self-Care Club. Challenge of the week.
Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Hey, guys. You're right.
So, come on. What have the club has got to do this week of their week of minimalism?
Yeah. So, clubbers have got two options, I suppose. A short-term and long-term one that will add so much value to their lives. So let's talk about a short-term one first. Everyone get your phones out and let's start decluttering old messages, old contacts. And maybe let's dig into our social media. So some of those connections, those friends that are actually not adding any value to your life whatsoever. If they're not enhancing your life, they're not making you better. Why have you still got those connections? So easy, pretty easy thing to do. Maybe start with your messages that you've probably had since 2012. If you're not using them to make you even better, or they're not adding any value when you look back on them and go, I remember that, that was great. Just get into the habit of decluttering those.
I love to delete a WhatsApp group. I love it. It's one of my favourite things to do.
Is it?
Yeah. Because they're so annoying. You know, they're set up for someone's party or a present that you're all clubbing in with someone. It's like, once it's over, I like to delete that group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get rid.
Yep. And the long-term challenge for the
long
clubbers?
So long-term challenge is don't buy any new clothes for a year.
Oh,
that's
harsh, Chris.
Terrible challenge.
I know, right?
Really?
A year?
A year?
Yeah. Okay. Let's make it a little bit easier.
What do I do with all my spare time?
Yeah. Maybe make it easier for yourself then. So maybe the year is... maybe a month. Maybe a month.
I could do a month.
Okay.
Obviously, out of scope for this is underwear and other essentials. But no new clothes for a period of time. I managed to do a year once and that was relatively straightforward for a bloke, right?
Did you buy secondhand clothes or no clothes at all? Nothing new at all?
No clothes at all. And I think if we all look in our wardrobe, we've probably got over a year's worth of clothes that we can keep.
Oh, definitely.
You definitely have. You have. I've never seen you in the same thing twice.
That's just a complete lie.
I've seen those dungarees before.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah. But I honestly, you've got a lot of clothes.
This is new to me.
Brilliant.
There you go. So you're wearing something new.
I am.
You've seen this jumpsuit how many times?
Six.
Exactly.
It's a very precise number, though. Like six times, not like a bunch or a few.
Yes,
or a
I've seen it loads. Yeah, no, yeah. Six.
Not loads.
Six.
Not loads.
Well, six is a lot. I wear it a lot.
I see you a lot.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. No new clothes for a period of time.
Yeah.
At least a month.
Yeah. You. I mean, you set the rules. You know, you make it a tiny bit challenging, but you know, don't make it easy. Don't make it 24 hours.
I might do that.
If you do it, I'll do it.
Okay. I think we should do it. I think we should do it, and I think we should check back in with each other every week on the Epilogue
shoes?
Show.
Shoes?
Chris?
I mean, you make the rules, but I would kind of put shoes and accessories and bags into that topic, yeah.
Does it include...
Does it include eyeshadow?
Does it include... What about foundation? That's an essential.
No, that's an essential because you wear it every
essential.
Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the good thing is, you know, create your own rules. You know, create your own things that...
we're not doing very well. Yeah.
Are we? It's not a good start, is it? No. No, okay. No, we'll be good. No, we're going to do this.
A month.
A month? A month is pathetic. Chris, come on. Is a month pathetic?
I think a month is easy because no doubt you'll probably pick February, which is a bit of shortest month as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe a stretch.
Thanks
maybe,
for that.
Maybe yeah. 90 days if you want to, you know, give it 90 days.
Okay. We're going into a change of season over those 90 days though, aren't we? Because we're suddenly going to hit spring and then it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. It won't be spring quite yet. It'll be like April, May, then when it starts to warm up. We'll still be in our woolies till then, probably.
Well, depending on how the global, you know,
how the climate goes,
we've probably been our t-shirts next year. But yeah, I mean, if you know set your timetable and just embrace all of the extra time and money you'll have by not spending stuff that you don't have.
So the big thing is to focus on the extra time and money that you have, not on what you're not buying.
There we go.
Okay, I love it. Yeah. I'm totally here for that.
You've got a minimalist mindset, Nicole.
I am a coach. I am a coach. Chris, thank you for coming back on the show. Thank you for being on the show. It's been absolutely fascinating.
You guys are great. Thank you so much.
And tell the clubbers at home where they can hear more of your work.
Yeah, actually, so I forgot to mention in the show that I've got a TED Talk out as well. So if people are really...
Amazing!
Yeah, so if people are interested in like personal development and TED... So I've got a TED Talk out called Less Busy, More Impact. And it's all about basically doing crap work that we've been doing for many, many years. It makes us incredibly busy, which then stresses us out and we get burned out and things like that. And obviously burnout is a huge, huge thing at the moment, impacting, from the last stats I saw, about 52% of people.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
So we're working harder than we've ever have done before. And so if you want to check out that TED Talk, obviously it's free. Go get yourself on YouTube. It's on there. Less Busy, More Impact. But otherwise, just hit me up on Instagram. I love to hear all of your challenges that you're setting yourself and just see how you're getting on and Discovery of Less is a book as well. So yeah, anywhere you look on socials, Chris Lovett, I'll be there.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Chris. We love Chris.
He was great. We had such fun with him.
We really did.
We're going to release the full episode on Sunday. It was a really lighthearted chat. It was very cute and very funny. So we're going to put that out on Sunday.
Yes.
So listen to that because I cut it up quite a lot for the main show because it was already quite a long show. But you'll get the full flavour of Chris on that episode.
On Sunday's show.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say exactly that.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be back for our Wellness News Flash. This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Wellness News Flash.
Here we go, Wellness News Flash. Skincare trends that we will see the back of in 2023.
Back of? I don't think I got on top of in 2022.
Like fashion trends, every year skincare trends pop up that have beauty fanatics hopping onto them. While some of them might be great and work wonders, others can cause more harm than good. Dr. Alec Nikolic, what a name, a renowned specialist in aesthetic medicine and the owner of Skin Miles, shares the skincare trends we need to leave behind in 2022, as well as what he predicts will be the biggest skincare treatments in 2023. These are the things that he wants you to stop doing in the new year and why. Okay?
Stop doing.
Stop skin icing. Even though one may think that the cold helps with inflamed skin, icing tends to reduce blood flow and constrict capillaries. This in turn reduces the nutrients and oxygen flowing to the skin. If the skin is inflamed, then alternatives would include gentle cleansers and moisturizers that are specifically indicated for sensitive or inflamed skin.
I had a cryofacial at the weekend.
Well, he wouldn't be recommending that then.
But it was lovely.
Was it?
Yes. And let me tell you, my skin glowed like a baby's bottom.
Do babies' bottoms glow?
It was soft like a baby's bottom.
Soft like
it
a baby's
bottom.
It
glowed like a...
like a beam.
Of sun.
Okay, lovely.
Great.
This is the other thing to stop doing. Stop slugging.
I don't know what slugging is. It sounds very rude.
It's not. It's that trend of applying a full face of Vaseline on your skin for your nighttime skin regime. Have you not seen that on TikTok?
Why
it's a big thing. Slugging.
Why have you seen it on TikTok?
I've seen it everywhere. I'm very up on this sort of thing. You know how I am with my skincare routine. By the way,
I don't have one.
I do know how you are with your skincare routine.
And I also know how you are on TikTok.
Well, anyway, I know about this.
Well, how do you know
You get
about
a huge,
it?
Like literally put your whole hand into a jar of Vaseline and smear it all over your face. I mean, it looks disgusting.
But could you sleep with that?
I couldn't do it in the first place. But anyway.
Oh, that would give me the heebie-jeebies. You know what my kids do?
What?
They put Sudocreme all
yes.
over their face.
Oh, my son does the same thing.
So it constantly walk downstairs with
white
blobs all
yes,
over their face.
My son does the same thing.
It dries up spots,
apparently so. Well, this slugging is supposed to trap the skin's moisture, but it also traps exfoliated skin, increases surface oil, which leads to breakouts, obviously. How could it not?
I mean, I don't think I'd be able to leave the house for about 3 weeks if I did
that. Disgusting. Stop applying toothpaste on your breakouts.
That's the same thing as the Sudocreme, isn't it?
It doesn't do much. It can irritate the skin and make it worse. He suggests applying spot treatments that are specifically formulated. Right. These are the things that are coming in next
year. Yeah, we're
year.
More interested in this. Go on.
So sustainable skincare. Products that are more environmentally aware and talk about, you know, what choices we have on the planet.
Like what? Does he go into that? Like smearing mud on your face or something?
No, he says that audiences want skincare that's more switched on when it comes to sustainability. Check if the ingredients are sustainably sourced and safe, and if the packaging is plastic free and recycled.
But there's so much packaging that just isn't.
I know.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
And it often upsets me, like when my supermarket shop comes in, there's just so much
plastic. It's a joke, isn't it?
So if you basically want to go plastic free, you just have to go to much more independent shops and brands.
Well, like we've talked about before, when you go to the stores and you take your own jar, I know you don't have any jars, but if you did, and then you fill them up with lentils, pasta, rice, rather than buying
the
plastic.
I was telling that story this weekend.
What about the jam
jars? Mm. And I thought my friend was just going to totally side with me. And I said to her, I mean, what kind of person makes their own salad dressing? And she said, I do.
Basically, everyone I know does. honestly.
We're going to put a poll out on Instagram.
This is not a weird thing to make your own salad dressing. It's oil, vinegar, salt,
no,
Dijon mustard.
No, I know it's not that weird, but I do think that most people probably buy a salad dressing.
I don't think that's the case. I think most people buy jam. I think it's more unusual to make your own jam.
But we weren't talking about jam.
No, but that's why I have the jars. I make jam and I make salad dressing. Jam only happens once a year. Salad dressing happens every week. I think it's pretty standard.
What day?
No particular day, just when I'm making a salad.
Oh, interesting.
There isn't a salad dressing day, okay. In case you're wondering.
Like towel day or sheet
towel
day.
You know about towel day. Don't even pretend I'm the only one that does towel day. We have the same towel day.
Actually, mine's changed.
Oh my God, when is towel day now for you?
Mine is whenever they need a wash. It's some point in the week.
Right.
But it does range from Monday to Thursday. It can't be a Thursday because Thursday is sheet day and then there's too much going on in the dryer.
Understood. Well, my towel day, as you know, is Monday.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it on a Sunday night, so I don't have to do it on the Monday.
Yeah, that must be a very exciting Monday morning when you realise that there are no towels to wash.
Fucking thrilling. Do you know what? I'm so bored of the skincare wellness newsflash because, to be honest with you, clubbers, most nights I don't even wash my face. So the thought of like worrying about
face.
Most nights I can't bother. Honestly, I mean, it's a miracle that I even have skin.
I mean, it just really wires me up. You like got glowy.
It's not glowy.
You have
it's
got
just normal.
You've got glowy, clear skin. You're slim. You never have a headache. You feel healthy and well all the time. And you do absolutely bugger all to help yourself. And you don't do anything to hinder yourself either.
I co-host a self-care podcast, so I'm up on everything.
You know about everything, yes.
Yeah.
Whereas I do everything and I'm the one sat here with stinking cold.
Don't worry, because you'll have donated your cold to me by the end of this afternoon and then we'll both have it. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Recommendation of the week.
Okay, the book. Well, there could only be one book this week. It's Chris Lovett's book. It's called Discovery of Less, How I Found Everything I Wanted Underneath Everything I Owned. That could also be a sex book. No, it couldn't really, could it?
No, how could that be a sex
book? I don't know.
Book?
I was just thinking how I found everything I wanted.
I'm just wondering.
Underneath everything I owned.
I'm just wondering.
Sounds like an erotic novel. It's not erotic. It's about minimalism. I know that because I've read it.
And maybe you've been eating.
What? Oh my God. I haven't been drinking.
Reading.
Yeah.
Too many erotic novels.
I never read erotic novels, ever.
Then how do you know what they sound like?
I'll tell you what, I have been watching something very erotic.
Go on.
I've been watching Planet Sex with Cara Delevingne.
Right.
Have you watched that
no.
yet?
No. Okay. Is it good?
Please watch it.
What's it on?
It's on... Oh, that is a really good question. It just came up on my homepage. I can't actually tell
on
you what
Sky.
Channel it's on. It's either Sky or Netflix, but it's available everywhere.
Yeah.
I was expecting something very, very, very different from what I got. I was expecting it to be tacky and grim.
What is it?
I've watched three episodes so far. The first one is on the orgasm gap, which is basically... At the end of sex, over 65% of men finish and only 30-something percent of women do.
But this is not new information.
It's not new information, but the things that she does on the show, well, quite new. Things like group masturbation, she does it on the show.
That whole podcast I listened to was about group masturbation.
Well, no, this isn't with men. This is just a group of women.
They get themselves off.
Yes, no one else is there. She has a probe put inside.
Do you actually see them doing it?
You see quite a lot of things. She has a probe put inside her vagina that measures the blood flow to her genitals, and then she watches porn and... It shows how women's bodies react to certain things. She directs an ethical porn film with a female porn director. She does all sorts. The second one is on her own uncomfortable feelings with coming out as queer and how she still feels uncomfortable about it. So it's exploring all of that. It's very rude. It's very candid. It's very enlightening. It's really a Gen Z kind of show.
Okay.
But it was not what I imagined it would be. And she's a very, very good host. And she's extremely brave, what she goes into
and
does.
Yeah, I mean, if she's being that open about her sexuality, I think that's...
She's being very raw, very honest, very blunt. She goes to Japan, where, you know, it's illegal to represent the vulva in art. And she does a vulva cast and decorates it with glitter and all sorts of things.
There's a woman that we follow that does all that.
There is, but it's not illegal here. It's illegal in Japan. So I found it actually quite an enlightening show. Not what I imagined.
Well, I've been watching Louis Theroux and it was nothing like that.
Give this a go. Just the first episode. I'd be very interested to hear what
you
think.
I'll watch it later.
Okay. A couple of podcasts for you.
I need some podcasts.
Well, you won't like these because they're about minimalism.
No, I'm not. No.
They're good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Have you listened to them?
Yep, I've listened to both. One is called Minimal-ish. Minimalism and Intentional Living and Motherhood, hosted by Desiree Andres, about striving to live with less of the things that don't matter and more of what does, and pursuing intention.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, very nice. And then there's another one called Millennial Minimalists, a podcast on living simply. No, a podcast on living simply, hosted by two Canadian millennials called Kelly and Lauren. Not me, because I'm not a millennial and I don't live in Canada. And I host this with you.
And if I found out that you were hosting another podcast and I didn't know about it, I'd be
with Kelly.
So
with Kelly on minimalism.
Oh my God.
What if you were scrolling through iTunes and you were like, she looks familiar. What's this minimalist podcast?
Or I don't see it and I'm listening to it and I'm thinking, why do I feel like I know this host?
I know her voice.
Yeah.
Who could it be?
And I know what she's about to say. Oh, she just said it. Who is this woman?
She's talking about her dog.
Oh, she's talking about her vagina. Who is this woman?
How can you get more minimal with your vagina?
Stop talking about it.
Compared to Cara Delevingne, I'm very minimal. Very minimal, yeah.
Right, I want to talk about what we're doing on next week's show.
Please, go ahead.
Because we're basically being whipped by two naked, semi-naked Russian men. That's what we're doing.
That is actually genuinely what we're doing. It's no lie. It's no exaggeration.
It's not. So please be sure to tune into that.
You won't want to miss that show.
No.
We get a walloping.
And Laura quite liked it.
More of that to follow.
Thanks for being in touch. Thanks for all your messages and all your emails and all your comments. We appreciate every single one of them. So please keep them coming in. Hello at theselfcareclub.co.uk. Come find us on Instagram at selfcareclubpod. Come over to our Facebook group, Self Care Clubbers. All of the links are in our show notes, so go check that out. And just come and find us anywhere and everywhere. And we will be back on Sunday with the full interview with Chris. And then we'll be back on Monday with the show about being whipped by two Russian men.
Bye-bye.